Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Millions of Americans rely on home-based childcare every day. They may take their children to a daycare in someone's home or hire someone to come into their home to care for their children. And in places like California, New York, and Pennsylvania, home-based childcare providers who serve low-income families and are paid by the state are unionized. In recent years, they've been bargaining for higher reimbursement rates and retirement plans. Now, more than 15,000 of these providers in Illinois are in contract talks with the state. They say workers are leaving the field because of low wages and the lack of benefits. Esther Yunji Kang of member station WBEZ reports about what advocates call the workforce behind the workforce.
Thank you. You're going to give them to your friend. Would you like
Larissa
some?
Learning Lab is a home-based daycare on Chicago's South Side. And owner Bridget Vance is multitasking on a Friday morning.
Come on, Soraya. Come on, Soraya. You're not feeling well. It's okay. What are you going to build?
The 57-year-old comforts a toddler who is under the weather while building blocks with two other little ones.
That's a tall tower. Wow, what color is that?
Blue.
Blue.
This daycare center serves between 6 to 10 kids on any given weekday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Vance is passionate about taking care of children.
They're precious and they're a gift from God. And every child deserves to be treated with love, dignity, and respect.
But it hasn't been easy over the last 25 years. After all, she runs a business. There's utilities, staff, benefits, taxes to pay. Vance has held side jobs and used credit cards to make ends meet.
Well, let's just say monthly a couple of $1,000s. That's what I take home. You can actually get public assistance with that amount. And I just think that that's a disgrace.
She says it's hard to save money, and she has no retirement or pension plan in place. Vance is among more than 15,000 home-based childcare providers in Illinois who are part of the state's Child Care Assistance Program. That program gives struggling families free or close to free childcare. Now, these providers are in the middle of contract negotiations with the state over retirement plans, training, and most importantly, pay. In the form of the state's rates per child. Vance and others say many providers make close to or less than minimum wage.
The child care workforce is really the workforce behind the workforce.
That's Bryn Seibert with SEIU Healthcare Illinois, the union that represents Vance and thousands of other home-based child care providers. She says if the child care assistance program is to help struggling parents, it has to do right by the child care professionals who change diapers, read books, and play with preschoolers on a daily basis. A spokesperson for the state says contract talks are pending. Seibert says those talks have been ongoing since last June. And with more and more workers leaving this field for better-paying retail and warehouse jobs, families are struggling to find child care.
Child care workforce is in crisis, and that's something that we're definitely seeing happening now.
A lot of home-based childcare providers, who are mostly women of color, offer longer hours and closer locations, says Mariana Soto Manning. She's president of Chicago's Erickson Institute, a graduate school in childhood development. Soto Manning says these providers also offer what she calls culturally affirming care, which she describes as
the kinds of interactions and linguistic responsiveness, the kind of food, the kinds of community connections, and most of all, the belief in the brilliance of children of color.
She says increasing wages and providing benefits for daycare operators would help address inequality.
To right wrongs, to make sure that we are answerable for a historical disinvestment, we need to really think about removing barriers to access to childcare that meet families' needs.
And she says to help providers like Bridget Vance have a living wage and a nest egg. For Here and Now, I'm Esther Yunji Kang.